It's Monday, May 2nd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On Friday, a Colorado jury convicted 36-year-old Danelle Lane of attempted murder for attacking a pregnant woman and cutting the baby out of her womb. The mother lived, but her baby girl sadly died. The judge sentenced Lane to 100 years in prison. Prosecutors said they could not charge Lane for the death of the 8-month-old gestational baby in the womb, since there was no proof she lived after she was removed from the womb. After a 10-day stalemate, Republican lawmakers in Iowa were defeated by pro-abortion Democrats on Friday after GOP leaders tried for the fifth year to defund Planned Parenthood. A defense policy bill requiring women to register for the military draft moved to the next level last week. The bill now goes to the House of Representatives for a vote. Officials said the bill was introduced to start an important conversation about a woman's role in the military. How would Jesus vote? Now there's a good question. Dr. Daryl Bach, professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, is asking the question and hinting to answers to it in his new book with the same title, How Would Jesus Vote? He said he believes people on both the left and the right cherry-picked the Bible, and this has led to some of the intense gridlock in contemporary politics. Dr. Bach spoke to The Worldview about why he wrote the book and why people should read it.
Both the right and the left politically make biblical points, but they each cherry-pick in those discussions. In other words, they only use certain passages and don't deal with other texts. And our political discourse needs to have a holistic look at all those options and put the whole package together, not a selective package.
Chris Gaither, an 11-year-old homeschooler in Talladega, Alabama, was home alone when he warded off an intruder by shooting him with a 9mm handgun. The boy said he warned the assailant several times before opening fire. Gaither shot the man once in the leg after the man ran upstairs and returned with a gun in his hand. Gaither said he was ready because his father had trained him for this situation. The notion of the right of self-defense is certainly a biblical one. Nehemiah 4:17-18 proves that. Those who were rebuilding the wall and those who carried burdens took their load with one hand doing the work and the other holding a weapon. On Saturday, Kenyan wildlife officials set fire to more than 105 tons of ivory in Nairobi in an effort to combat the growing threat of poaching. The market for elephant and rhino ivory across Asia, particularly China, has remained strong, driving poachers in sub-Saharan Africa for ivory. Before lighting the enormous fire, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said, "Kenya is making a statement that for us, ivory is worthless unless it is on our elephants." A state of emergency was declared in Baghdad, Iraq on Saturday as protesters stormed Iraq's parliament after breaking into a fortified section of the city called the Green Zone. Key buildings, including the U.S. Embassy, are located in this area, and the weekend's event seemed to be part of a dramatic escalation of the country's political crisis. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has attempted to reshuffle his cabinet and meet the demands of the demonstrators spurred on by a powerful Shiite cleric. After Target's outrageous decision allowing men to go to women's restrooms and women to go to men's restrooms, the American Family Association has called for a boycott. 1 million people across America now have signed that petition, and Target stock took a nosedive, driving its market value down by $1.5 billion. The Christians who have already signed on to the boycott understand well what Paul was saying in his letter to the Ephesians in 5:11. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. You can join the boycott of Target by going to the American Family Association website, afa.net/activism. Then click on the link, Action Alerts. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, May 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. We've been getting some great feedback, not only from listeners here in America, but all over the world about the impact of The Worldview in 5 minutes. Tell us what it's meant to you in an email to adam@theworldview.com. Include your full name, city and state, and country. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.